Hello, brothers and sisters. Welcome to Food for the Journey. The readings are really touching me in ways they haven't before. Even though this is over thousands of years, God's word stands true. My goodness, brothers and sisters, I want to be where He is. I want to live with Him. This life here on this earth has a lot of ups and downs and a lot of challenges. But brothers and sisters, God's grace is there for us to change if we need to, or to be more outspoken in a good way if we need to. I want the Lord's presence to be with all of you, to walk with you, to help you. Doesn't mean you can just sit down and have a talk with Him. I don't mean that, but God loves you, and He's right there, and He will lead you in the way to go. You can be holier and better. We all can. My religious community is known as the servants of God's love. That's what I want to be. What's your call? How do you think of it in light of perhaps your married couple? Perhaps your older children. What is God asking of me? First of all, He wants us to love Him and desire to follow Him and do what He asks us to do. It can come through circumstances. It can come, as I said before, through something we read. It can come in all kinds of ways through another person. But He will let you know. And if you don't hear anything, then just keep doing what you're doing. Do it well. Let's take a look now at the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 5, verses 27 to 33. When the court officers had brought the apostles in and made them stand before the Sanhedrin, the high priest questioned them, "We gave you strict orders, did we not, to stop teaching in that name? Yet you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching and want to bring this man's blood upon us." But Peter and the apostles said in reply, "We must obey God rather than men. The God of our ancestors raised Jesus, though you had Him killed by hanging Him on a tree. God exalted Him at His right hand as leader and Savior, to grant Israel repentance and forgiveness of sins. We are witnesses of these things, as is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey Him." When they heard this, did they listen? No. They became infuriated and wanted to put them to death. What's it do? It shakes you right out of your... If you believe this, it shakes you right out of the way you're living right now, and people don't want to be told what to do. But oh my goodness, brothers and sisters, if it's the Lord, we want to do what the Lord asks of us. And so what I do is I ask the Lord every day, help me to hear you. It might be through actions of other people that He speaks to me and I know what to do. It may be all kinds of ways, but suddenly you say, oh, that's not my thinking, or that's not my thought. And we listen and try to do what it is that God has suggested or inspired us to do. Brothers and sisters, God is so near. See, that's something it took me a long time to realize, that He's as close as my right hand is, which was just about a foot from my face. He's that near. And He loves you. Bring everything to Him. The way the answers come is often surprises. Somebody says something, you hear something on the radio, you might even hear something on TV that moves you. And God can speak in so many ways through others. For you. Please listen to Him. The Lord hears the cry of the poor. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall be ever in my mouth. Taste and see how good the Lord is. Bless the man who takes refuge in him. You don't have to sing out loud. You can sing in your heart. The Lord confronts the evildoers to destroy remembrance of them from the earth. When the just cry out, the Lord hears them, and from all their distress, he rescues them. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and those who are crushed in spirit, he saves. Many are the troubles of the just man, but out of them all, the Lord delivers him. When we're going through difficult circumstances, turn to him. Turn to him hour by hour and say, Lord, help me. You'll be amazed. It'll just be something that somebody else says or does for you, and you say, ah, that's what I needed. Please, brothers and sisters, he is close to the brokenhearted. And those who are crushed in spirit, he saves. He loves you. He wants to love you more. Open your heart to him. And then we look at the Gospel of John, chapter 3, verses 31 through 36. The one who comes from above is above all. The one who is of the earth is earthly, and speaks of earthly things. But the one who comes from heaven is above all. He testifies to what he has seen and heard, but no one accepts his testimony. Whoever does accept his testimony certifies that God is trustworthy. For the one whom God sent speaks the words of God. He does not ration his gift of the Spirit. The Father loves the Son and has given everything over to him. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. Whoever disobeys the Son will not see life, but the wrath of God remains upon him. Now that's understood, brothers and sisters. If Catholics are listening to go to confession and your sins are forgiven, God wants us to know that he hears us and he understands. At the same time, we need to ask forgiveness, really. I've started to do something very little that I think is helpful. It's just before I go to bed at night, I say, Lord, is there anything I've done today that I haven't been sorry for? Now, I'm not saying that you have to go through a major examination of conscience. But if there's anything there that you think, oh, I shouldn't have done this, or I shouldn't have done that, then just ask God. If it's a real sin, then please go to confession. But I always just tell God at night, I'm sorry if I've hurt you. I'm sorry if I've sinned. I love you. It's very good. It gets kind of engraven in my mind. And it draws me closer and closer to him who hears me. I've given you a lot to think about, and please don't hesitate to write to me if you'd like to. But as we bring this program to a close, I want to share with you from Saint Hildegard something that she said. She was a German Benedictine nun, a physician, a composer, and a mystic. She's a doctor of the church. She lived in 1179. Think of that. And this is what she said. As you see a serene man coming forth from this radiant dawn, who pours out his brightness into the darkness, and it drives him back with great force, so that he pours out the redness of blood and the whiteness of pallor into it, and strikes the darkness such a strong blow that the person who is lying in it is touched by him, takes on a shining appearance, and walks out of it upright. This is the word of God, imperishably incarnate, in the purity of unstained virginity, and born without pain, and yet not separated from the Father. How? While the Son of God was being born in the world from a mother, he was still in heaven in the Father. And at this the angels suddenly trembled and sang the sweetest praises of rejoicing. And living in the world without stain of sin, he sent out into the darkness of unbelief his clear and blessed teachings and salvation. But rejected by the unbelieving people, that can be us, and led to his passion, he poured out his beautiful blood and knew in his body the darkness of death. And thus conquering the devil, he delivered from hell his elect, who were held prostrate there by his redeeming touch, brought them back to the inheritance they had lost in Adam. As they were returning to their inheritance, timbrels and harps and all kinds of music burst forth, because man, who had lain in perdition, but now stood upright in blessedness, had been freed by heavenly power and escaped from death. That's Saint Hildegard. Oh, brothers and sisters, God has made so much available to us, so much in eternal life, glory beyond anything we can understand or comprehend. He wants us to be with him. It isn't just that, oh, well, I'll take care of these people. He knows you by name. He knows your heart. Please, if you've turned away from the Lord in some way, please turn back today. He is real, and he is there. He is here with us. He loves you. He understands if you've committed sin. Your sin will be remitted if you go to confession. If you are Catholic, go to confession. Please, brothers and sisters, please. God has done everything for us. I was just thinking about that earlier this morning. God has done everything for us to make it possible for us to live with him in heaven. And we choose and pick what we're going to do rather than giving ourselves over to him, thanking him and say, help me to follow in your way. Give me grace, give me strength, give me hope. Deepen my faith. Say that kind of a prayer, something like that. You can put your own words in there, but every day ask him, help me today. Help me to belong to you more today. Help me to turn to you today. And Jesus says in the readings of today's Mass, he says, behold, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Think of that. Behold, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Comes from Matthew chapter 28, 20. Make that prayer part of your own, and may God abundantly bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.